Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. And now, play ball. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 0. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 0. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis, who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lehner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 0. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 0. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 0. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to third. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarborough hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 1 in the game. Zaldak strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 2 in the game. Leaner hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spence. The throw from Moss and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Judnick bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0 for 2 in the game. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scarborough fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso bunts in front of the plate. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Mark Christman pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yost moves to third. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milo Candini now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 3 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 1, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.